This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, there was some news in college football, but it's not the news you're thinking of, Ron Culver. Sonny Siler passed away. Now, who's Sonny Siler, you may ask?
I'll ask. Who's Sonny Siler?
Sonny Siler was 90 years old. He died in his home in Savannah, Georgia. Sonny Siler and the Siler family, they own UGA. They own the Georgia Bulldog.
Oh, all right.
They have owned the Georgia Bulldog since 1956. There have been 10 UGAs since that time, and the Silers have owned all of them. Siler was 90 years old. He was a lawyer in Savannah. He brought UGA to a game in 1956. He put on a child's T-shirt with a felt G stitch to it. The school, seeing the Bulldog at a Bulldogs game, asked if the dog could become the team's official live mascot. The Silers agreed to it, and it has been a tradition at Georgia ever since. He has been the owner of the dog that has been UGA, all the way to UGA 10. I think it's actually UGA 11 that they're on to now. So there's been 10 others prior to this one from 1956.
That's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
But here's my only issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, obviously, I mean, you know, what if he ever wanted to move away from a bulldog? What if he just like woke up one day and was like, "I'm tired of owning bulldogs.
I want to own a collie."
And I'm assuming he's breeding these bulldogs too, right?
Yeah, because I'm assuming that too.
If you're UGA 2 or UGA 3, your dad was UGA 1.
Yeah. So you're just keeping it alive.
It's not like you're just going down to the farm and going, "Oh, I want this bulldog." And like, wait, do I know you? No.
Have you ever seen the movie Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil? It's got John Cusack and Kevin Spacey in it.
Is he the lawyer in that?
He is. The lawyer is based on him.
Right.
He was in the movie as a judge.
Oh, was he really? Okay.
Yeah, he was the judge in the case.
Yeah, look at this guy.
Yeah.
Overachiever.
I know, right?
God. Yeah.
So actor Jack Thompson played him in the movie, and then he was in the movie as the judge.
God, so, save some life so for the rest of us.
I know. That's how famous he is. Now, I'm kind of thinking about this guy's life, right? Listen, I'm trying to think. This is what I'm thinking, okay? So he's a guy that went to Georgia. He went to law school at Georgia. His dog is the official mascot, meaning anything the dog is in, that's his dog. So if Georgia wants to put UGA with some football players on a poster, or if they want to use UGA in a TV spot, or they want to use UGA on the cover of a magazine.
Little coinage on the side, little cash.
He's making money off UGA. If people want to get their picture taken with UGA, he's probably doing it for free. But if they want UGA to appear at a supermarket grand opening, I'm sure he's got a little business.
Yeah.
He's a lawyer in Savannah. Savannah's a nice town, and he probably knows everybody. He's probably one of those guys that like walks into a restaurant, says hi to everybody. Everybody knows him. He knows everybody. He's been a lawyer there forever. He knows all the judges. He knows all the lawyers, right?
So I want him to be the lawyer in the white suspenders.
Right, right, right. Yeah, probably. One,
now you see here.
Right. Every time I do a Southern lawyer voice, that's who I'm thinking about. This guy, Sonny Siler. Now, you mean to tell me you were home on the night of the 13th? Because we've got receipts that says you were at both the car wash and at Johnson's Barbecue. Yeah, that guy. That's who I'm thinking about.
That's the owner of UGA.
That's the UGA owner. Is UGA the best live mascot there is in sports?
Yeah, well,
or do we know, like Smokey is one, and then there's a tiger at LSU?
Well, there's Bevo.
Bevo.
That's the Longhorn.
That's a Longhorn. There's Ralphie.
Who took out, by the way, the one thing I liked about Bevo, didn't he take out a Oklahoma wagon?
I think he did.
Or did the Oklahoma wagon take out itself?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
I think the Sooner wagon took out itself.
Boomer Schooner? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's Ralphie at Colorado.
Yeah, they bring that. I mean, do they still bring him out on the field? Or
yeah, here comes Ralphie.
Because I know Bevo. Yeah. I think Bevo's at like Bevo 13 or something.
Probably, right. Yeah, they travel with Ralphie all around the country. They would bring him in the Ralphie mobile. They have students that drive him.
That's not a Ralphie mobile. Thing.
Yeah, they put Ralphie in a Ralphie
sound
mobile.
Like, you're making it sound
luxury
like
luxury vehicle.
That it's a car that has like maybe a big gigantic window bubble. A
big old carrier.
Yeah, but
get in there, Ralphie. Here's some food and water. We're gonna travel to.
Is it like one of those?
See
trains?
The Buffaloes play TCU this weekend.
Yeah, but is it one of those trains when you're driving up, you know, in Alaska, where there's like the whole
true.
Top is just glass, so Ralphie can see out. That's
what
I want to know.
That's a good point.
Because you can't do it with Bevo. Bevo's horns. I mean, you know, he'd just be outside all the time.
But no, Ugga's been around a long time, so I got to think Ugga's on top of the list. It's a nice, it's a white bulldog. It's a cute white bulldog representing the number one team in the country. He was at the Heisman Trophy ceremony when Herschel Walker was up for the award. South Carolina's got Sir Big Spur.
All right.
That's not bad.
I can confirm UCLA has no bear.
UCLA has no bear?
Yeah.
Right.
Because,
okay.
I know they don't have a pet bear. And USC, well, I don't know about them.
The USC Trojans?
Yeah.
Don't they have a horse?
No, they had a man.
Oh, okay.
They had a man that was dressed up as a Trojan for quite some time.
Let's not count that. Let's count animals.
Right.
Yeah. How about War Eagle? Auburn.
They got to have an eagle.
That's pretty good.
But are they... Okay, Auburn.
They're Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, Auburn,
and it's an eagle. Yeah.
Auburn needs to come up with a name.
Yeah, that's right.
They need
true.
To stick to one. You can't just go start claiming all the animals in the animal kingdom.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's against the
rules.
Air Force has a falcon.
Yeah,
he comes in and he flies all over the place. Lands on the guy's arm.
And I guess you could say the Navy does have midshipmen.
That's very true. That's very true. There is when I took my daughter to North Alabama, there's a lion. There's a lion's den on campus.
But is there a lion in the den?
Yes.
Nice.
But he only comes out when the weather is a certain temperature.
Well,
it's too hot.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to let Leo out. His name is Leo.
Well, of course. I mean, is that the most generic lion
yes.
name? Can't you come up with something different?
No, I would not have called him Leo. I would have called him something completely different. Leo sounds pretty basic for a lion.
I think Leo, I'm looking at a commercial for MGM Casino right now. But you remember the old MGM movie intro?
Yeah.
Wasn't that lion called Leo?
Probably. There's Mike the Tiger at LSU. Now that to me, come on, man. That's a live tiger. Isn't that awesome?
I think, you know what, but if you really want it to be fun, let him roam free.
Right, without a doubt.
All right, okay, how about this?
Let them run free.
Does Florida have gators? I know they have gators just in the wild, but do they have a pet gator?
No, I don't think so. I don't. In all my walking around at the University of Florida, I've never seen a cage that says, this is Andy the alligator.
Yeah.
Or whatever they call it. Al the alligator. No, I've never seen that.
Well, speaking of Al, Alabama does not have an elephant.
It does not have an elephant. Well, yeah, that's a little too much. But you know what? Ugga is a great representation of the Georgia Bulldogs. But let's be honest, he doesn't do anything.
No.
He just sits there.
Well, I mean,
Ralphie runs on the field.
Can we be a little more honest?
Yeah.
Right? Do Bulldogs do anything?
They don't do anything, right, except for just kind of eat and poo and
no,
walk
I had
around.
In a former life when I was teaching, one of the families there had a bulldog, and they named it the best name I think you could ever give a bulldog.
Which is what?
Thurston.
Oh, of course. English bulldog?
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
I thought that was like, that is the most perfect name for a dog I've ever heard.
So we're going through the list of really good live mascots because of the death of Sonny Seiler, who owns Ugga at the University of Georgia. Well, rest in peace, Sonny Seiler, and hopefully the Seiler family will keep the Ugga tradition alive. And if they don't, I'm sure somebody will be more than happy to step up and take his place.
They got
to
keep it alive. But the problem is that you got to keep breeding bulldogs. Now, if he has kids, they grew up around bulldogs all the time, so they're probably used to it.
He's probably got something in his will about Ugga.
Yeah. Now, will the kids fight over Ugga?
That's the thing. Him being a lawyer, he probably got a lawyer buddy and said, look, I can't do this. My own will. You have to kind of do it. But we're going to make sure Ugga goes nowhere near my greedy, awful children. We need to make sure that never happens. Because my kids will kill each other for the rights to this dog. So we're not doing that.
And they may kill the dog.
We need to build a trust. We need to do something again. Because I know my son, Joe, he'll take this dog and sell it for scraps. No chance. Not doing that. That's what you got to be careful of when you own one of these animals that these schools love and care about. Rest in peace, Sonny Siler. What a great life and a great legacy you've given college football. All right, we'll continue. It's Wake Up Call.